Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. One of the key contests in the Missouri primary next month is the race for the Democratic nomination for St. Louis County Executive. We'll take a closer look a little bit later in the program, and we'll check the status of Paul McKee's Northside Regeneration Project. But first, a flood update. Floodwaters are making their way south from Iowa to northern Missouri and beyond. The Clarksville and Quincy areas are experiencing high water, and over the next few days, we'll be getting a close-up look in this part of the bi-state region. Joining me to talk about this flooding season are Matt Hunn, the Flood Risk Management Program Manager for the Army Corps of Engineers, St. Louis District. Mark Fuchs is the Staff Hydrologist of the National Weather Service. He joins us by phone. Gentlemen, thanks so much for being with us. Nice to see you. I'll get the perspective of each of you, if I may, starting with you, Mark. This does not seem to be quite as bad, except for Quincy and Clarksville at the moment, as some people had expected. You agree?
Well, I don't know. We had some slightly higher forecast. I was looking at some of the forecasts over the past week and a half for some of these places, Hannibal in Louisiana, Missouri, for example. And over that time frame, our crest forecasts were generally within a foot or so of where the river ended up cresting. And those crests have already taken place. And the river now, at those locations anyway, is beginning to fall, so that's certainly good news. But it's relatively close to what we've been saying for the most part. So I can't say it's you know too far shy of expected crest.
Matt Hunn, but not nearly as bad as some we've seen in recent years.
Right, last year we hit the fourth highest flood of record here in St. Louis, and for people south of St. Louis, it's a good thing. For people north of St. Louis, they're looking at it going, yes, it's bad. So we'll work with them all and keep going.
I know you've been in contact with Mayor Smiley in Clarksville as recently as this morning. What is she saying? And is the crest anticipated tomorrow, do I understand?
The crest is going to be, I guess, later this afternoon. Mark will probably give you the better time estimate on that. But what we're looking at right now is they're close up there at Clarksville and south of there. All the levees that we've got that we're tracking, that the Army Corps of Engineers is tracking, the water's going to be right there at the top. So timing is going to be everything, whether they overtop, and that'll help their neighbors. So if they lose one, maybe somebody else comes out ahead. But they're right there.
What are you saying up there, Matt? Mark, I'm sorry.
At Clarksville, yeah, it looks like it's right at crest. We've been up to 34.78, and our forecast has it actually slowly dropping for the next several days with no increase in height. And that's another important point. We do have more rain in the offing. None of that additional rainfall is in the forecast. So there is a potential, at least, of the river, you know, turning around, going back up if we got a heavy enough event. But none of the rain that we see in our forecast, in our modeling, out the next week or so, none of that numerically predicted rainfall appears to be heavy enough to send the river back up. So it's all good. I mean, there could be a slowing down of the recession or flattening out of the river over, you know, a day or two, but I don't see any rain in the offing that would introduce a second crest, so to speak.
What are we looking at down here?
At St. Louis?
Yeah.
We are expecting a crest at St. Louis right around 32 feet. That's, you know, a minor flood, not a real big deal. And the reason it's not a big deal is the Missouri River has not really done its part, which is good news. The Missouri River has been relatively low. It's expected to crest well below flood stage at Washington and at St. Charles, Missouri, with you know, it's really a non-event for them. And because of that, what was major flooding up toward Clarksville and Winfield becomes just a minor event here in St. Louis.
We're not even closing the floodgates in downtown St. Louis, are we?
Correct. I think the first floodgates at St. Louis closed right at 32 feet. And I'm not sure the emergency management will go with that or not, but 32 feet, they start, my understanding, they start closing floodgates at, I think, at Cass and Poplar.
Matt, you've been in contact also today, I understand, with the folks over in St. Charles. What are they looking forward to?
Well, Mark and his numbers got him a little scared and everything, because he's talking about – Mark always does a good job of carrying things with, well, there could be additional rain, and Mark always takes a rain cloud with him, I think. So they're prepared. We're looking at it. The Corps of Engineers, we've got personnel out on the field. We're working with the levee districts. And that's what I told the county is I said, look, we've got people on the ground. We're going to continue to watch it and monitor it. And right now things are looking pretty good for those folks.
In terms of his maybe alarming some people in St. Charles, that's actually a good idea, isn't it, to be on that side of the equation rather than miss it the other way?
Yeah, Mark's heard me talk a number of times, and I always tell people, you know, be aware of the risk. Watch the river. Don't just look at the numbers when they slap it up on TV. Go out, look at the river, see where the river's at, look where your property's at, where's your family at, and weigh that risk for yourself. So,
Mark, what about St. Charles? What are we looking at there?
Well, it's not even a flood. We're expecting a crest maybe about a couple of feet or so higher than what the river currently is at, and that's a good – I don't know, 6 feet or so below flood stage. So not a big event, and that's why St. Louis is essentially a non-event, or at least just a minor event. Now that I have the forecast in front of me, it took a while for my internet to respond, but we're looking at a crest right now at 21.5 feet at the gauge at the sand plant in St. Charles, and that's a good 3.5 feet below flood stage.
But that covers just the Missouri Riverside, too. And St. Charles residents right there are dealing with both the Missouri and the Mississippi. So when they talk about it, there's the Elm Point levee, which has a big soccer field, which last year they had a big tournament and they had to shut it down for it. They're watching that levee. They've done some work. We're still doing some repairs from last year that we're trying to finish up. And that was part of their concern, too.
Let me just bring Grafton into the picture, because I know a lot of people at this time of year like to drive that river road. What are we looking at there? Is it going to be drivable?
Let me look. We're expecting a crest about a foot higher than what it's currently at, 26.2. There are some impacts below that. Highway 100, the Great River Road, does start flooding at Chautauqua and Elsa at 24 feet. So, yeah, parts of that main road will be flooded. But there's a... The main impacts that take place at Grafton really aren't felt until you get up closer to 30 feet and beyond that. And it doesn't look like this is going to be a huge event for Grafton at all. But, yeah, there's going to be quite a few side roads. And of course, I mentioned the Great River Road that will be flooded. There will be some impact there. Brussels Ferry closes very close to the height that we're expecting the crest to reach, so that I don't know if that'll stay open or not, but it's going to be very close to having to close. Several points within the city of Grafton, Main Street and Canal Street, Edwards Street, quite a few intersections we'll see some water. So, and some of the businesses there will have some impact, but most of that town will probably escape without incident.
I'm sure they're happy to hear that. One other question about the rivers, the Merrimack. Any problems for the people with their clubhouses along the Merrimack?
For the most part, no. But they are going to see – they are in flood, and they are expected to crest, about five and a half feet above flood stage. And then there are some – low road impacts there. Some of the more common ones, Merrimack Bottom Road between Wells and Kurth gets flooded. There is a few houses that will be affected. Not very many though. Just those that just barely get affected at the lowest levels will have some impact there.
Well, obviously, there are people who are going to experience some problems, but as I said earlier, we've experienced much worse in the past. Matt, you had indicated earlier you were talking about sandbags for St. Charles. Apparently not much of a big deal over there. Are you still in a process of providing sandbags for those folks?
Yes, we'll continue. We've got even with our emergency operations center set up. We've got supplies sitting over in Granite City. We've got over 1 million sandbags there, some plastic sheeting to help people out with. And that's what I explained to St. Charles County. As I said, look at where we're at right now. Even on the Mississippi side, they've got about 8 feet of freeboard from the water surface to the top of the levee. So they're sitting pretty good. But we're going to continue to watch it, and they're going to pick up some sandbags either later today or tomorrow to make sure.
What about those folks up in Clarksville? I mean, they're out of money. They can't afford what they need to help protect that town. Does the Army Corps get involved in helping them in that regard?
Well, up in Clarksville, one, we've got our lock and dam that's right there. And so Clarksville's our neighbors, and the lock master and the folks up there at the lock and dam work pretty close with Clarksville on that. From the emergency management standpoint, we've had people go up there and work with it. They've had AmeriCorps going in there and putting the sand and working up the different products that they've got trying to provide protection for the town. So we're providing technical support up there and sandbags and sheeting as they need it.
And we've got still have a couple of bridges up in that neck of the woods closed. Is that correct?
That's right. They've got the MoDOT and IDOT had shut down the one highway the other day, and then also they've got the railroad bridge that's out.
As these things go, how would you rate this year's situation?
It's manageable, and I attribute that to the fact that managing risk is not a one-time event thing. I mean, nobody wants to talk to us until there's something bad happening. But there are a lot of people behind the scenes, city, county, state emergency managers that are working year-round to manage that risk and to be prepared for it. And because we've had so many floods in recent years, there's a lot of people that are prepared. They've got we share phone numbers, we talk to one another, and that allows us to go into this. Now, that said, people that are worrying about if their houses are getting wet, this is obviously a major event for them, and we take that into consideration.
What about barge traffic? I understand also that some of that has been disrupted.
The lock and dams right now, 24 and 25, so Clarksville and at Winfield, they're both closed down for operation, so there's not a whole lot of barge traffic moving in between the pools. And then the ones that are further upstream, those are probably looking that are north of Hannibal. We've got a number of those that are all closed right now for operation, so there's not a lot of barge traffic moving. We're looking at those probably opening in the next week or so.
Mark, what is your best advice for people at this stage of the game? Obviously, it's not a super tragedy by any stretch of the imagination, but your best advice.
Well, I believe we're seeing the crest right now at places like at Clarksville and points further north that have seen the crest. The river's already beginning to come down. And that may well be the highest we see this summer. Best case scenario, and that may certainly come to pass. The flood crests that we are currently seeing are in the top 4, 5, 6 floods that we've ever had recorded in many of these locations up in northeast Missouri and west central Illinois. So they are big floods. But like Matt said, we've had bigger floods in the recent past. We had a bigger flood last year, 2013 in June and in April. We had a big flood in 2011. We had a big flood in 2008. So we're kind of used to this. And this doesn't quite measure up to what we've had in the not-too-distant past. So we are ready for the most part. But I wouldn't necessarily say we're done and put everything away and, don't worry about it anymore, because it takes a long time to get rid of this water. The Mississippi doesn't come up overnight, and it doesn't go down overnight. It takes weeks, really, for the water to get completely out of the system so that a heavy rain event doesn't impact it all that badly. If we had a big rain event today or even this weekend, it would be a problem. There's nowhere to put the water. The river's already way up. And it would only go up higher if we did have that heavy event. Right now, I don't see that heavy event in our numerical modeling. So there's no reason for undue alarm. And really, I didn't see it looking out at least a week or so. But the upper air environment is still conducive to generating that kind of thunderstorm complexes that could heavily impact the river. So don't let your guard down too far. We've still got, a summer to go through here where there is potential left for thunderstorm complexes that we don't need.
Define a big rain event for me. What does that really mean in terms of the amount of rain we get?
If you get widespread rain amounts of over a couple of inches, that's going to have an impact not just on the local river basins or stream basins where that rain falls, but it will also impact the Mississippi. It always depends on how widespread that rain is. If it's just an isolated thunderstorm, that's usually not a big deal for anybody except where that thunderstorm falls, and you'll have some flash flooding. But if it's over a larger area and it's a more organized event, even a large thunderstorm complex that could produce 2 to 4 inches of rain across, a good part of northeast Missouri, for example, that would spell trouble for the Mississippi again. We had that kind of event about a week and a half ago across east central Iowa, and where they had 4 to 6 inches over a fairly large area. That's what brought us up to the levels that we're currently seeing, and we've had other events since then that have added to it. But it would take a similar event like that to cause additional alarm, because it took a lot of water to bring the river up to this point, and it would take a similar amount of water to return it to this point as that volume starts moving on downstream.
Let's talk about what the Army Corps of Engineers is doing to be prepared and stay alert to the potential that he was just talking about. What do you do? You're on some sort of an alert now? Is that the way it works?
Right now we've got our Emergency Operations Center set up, which is about six of us sitting in our EOC taking phone calls, coordinating with the state and the county. We've also got people running our own models and talking with Mark and his cohorts to make sure that the modeling's right. We're looking at that. We're putting people out in the field with the levee districts, with the county, so that we've got eyes on. We make certain that we provide the right amount of support. We're working with the communication to make sure that people are aware and alert, taking a look at that. And hopefully on the back end of this, people will look and say, hey, there's my house there. It got water in it. Maybe I need to do something with it. That's the mitigation aspect of it, so that we can be prepared for the next flood event. Right.
Well, let's hope it's not too soon.
Another 10 years would be fine, Mark.
It would be. I'm sure you get tired of this drill every year. And I know the people up in Clarksville and elsewhere along the line feel the same way. I want to thank you gentlemen both so much for being with us and bringing us up to speed, if you will, on the flood situation. Bad enough, but it certainly, as we've indicated, could have been a lot worse, perhaps. Thank you so much, Matt Nunn of the Army Corps of Engineers, and also Mark Fuchs of the National Weather Service. Appreciate your being with us. Thank you.
Thank you, Don. It was a pleasure.